Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We lose so many people after a storm because they wander about. They drive into flooded roads. Power lines might be down.
The National Hurricane Center's acting director, Jamie Rome, encouraged anyone in the path of Hurricane Ian to remain in place until conditions are safe. The Category 4 storm made landfall in Florida, causing massive storm surge, winds, and flooding. Governor Ron DeSantis cautioned full restoration work will likely take weeks.
This is going to be a rough stretch. We're here to respond to the areas that are affected once the storm has passed.
More than 2.5 million people were ordered to evacuate ahead of the hurricane. The U.S. is offering assistance in the investigation of explosions and leaks at the Nord Stream pipelines under the Baltic Sea. State Department spokesman Ned Price said it's believed to be an act of sabotage.
We're basing it primarily on the conversations that we've had with our European partners. They, of course, are much closer to the site of this apparent sabotage.
Russia moved to annex 4 partially occupied provinces in Ukraine by releasing vote tallies of support, but there are reports of residents being forced to mark ballots at gunpoint. Meanwhile, the U.S. is sending an additional $1.1 billion to Ukraine for the manufacturing of new weapons. The funding comes as the Senate debates an additional $12 billion in a continuing resolution. Ohio Republican Rob Portman applauded the vote.
The actions of this body and the House of Representatives and the administration in providing this help to Ukraine has allowed for successes that were unimaginable 7 months ago when Russia initiated this latest invasion.
A new poll finds more than half of voters say it should be more difficult for Congress and for states to override presidential election results. A Senate committee advanced a bipartisan bill to rewrite presidential certification law. The Politico Morning Consult poll also showed a drop in President Biden's approval rating and a bump for Republicans on a generic congressional ballot. At the White House's first conference on hunger, nutrition, and health since 1969, the president vowed to end hunger in America by 2030. Senator Cory Booker argued the nation also needs to improve health by moving away from processed foods.
Almost one out of every $5 we spend as Americans is being spent to treat diseases and disorders that are entirely preventable because we have a food system that is doing the wrong things.
Policy changes proposed include expanding SNAP eligibility, expanding free school meals, and making the expanded child tax credit permanent. The Georgia State Elections Board asked the FBI to assist in a criminal investigation into a voting system breach in Coffee County. Security camera footage recently made public depicts former election officials permitting individuals unauthorized access to equipment. Officials say similar conduct was uncovered in Michigan and Nevada, where pro-Trump operatives are accused of gaining access to voting systems. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find or trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, they're